This is Joyner Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am in Washington, D.C. with Ray Deffenbaugh. Ray, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, Ray, thank you so much for doing this interview with me. You've been here for a day and a half. You've been meeting with congressmen and congresswomen, both in the Senate and House side now. What were some of the common questions that they had when you sat down and talked with them?
Well, what's really interesting, during the presidential campaign and people running for legislative office, we heard frequently that we're not getting our message out. As much as we've tried, we're still some people that haven't gotten it or they've gotten it inaccurately. And so some of the questions were around that area, you know, food for fuel debate. Some of the questions were around energy usage, whether we use more energy than what is made through ethanol. There were some concerns about the size of the corn crop and, you know, were we diminishing that size. So we were able to address them adequately. Another common question, one of the things that we were trying to accomplish here is not to alter and maintain the RFS as it exists. And so a few of them were interested in some slight changes, but, you know, those slight changes, it's hard to stop at that area. And then the implementation of those changes can take 3 to 5 years. So we were able to explain to them what that would do as far as uncertainty for future development of the cellulosic industry and investment in that industry, which is necessary. And we were able to explain that the RFS is working. It's doing what it's supposed to do, and a lot of their concerns are addressed already in the RFS. So it was very informative, very good. We was well received. The people that we called on seemed to appreciate the information, and then we took along a packet of corn and a packet of DDG and handed that out. Some of them had never seen corn before, and a number of them hadn't seen DDG, the co-product that we produced. So it was very good, I thought.
So, Ray, what were some of the questions that you were actually surprised they were asking? Maybe some of the things that you found to be pretty basic, considering that ethanol has been in our fuel supply for arguably since the first Model T 100 years.
Yeah, well, I think several of them at least didn't understand the relationship of ethanol, the subsidies that are not there that somehow they perceive that are there, the effect on the feed supply, the corn supply, the fact that we only pull out the starch and all the rest of the ingredients are there available for feed was a surprise to several of them. And then you know, most were supportive of the RFS, so that was really good. But the few that had questions, that they weren't necessarily opposed to RFS, but they had questions about altering it, they didn't understand the intricacies of the RFS and how it is serving. So that kind of surprised me a little bit that they didn't understand that. And then several of them did not understand the impact that this would have on our rural communities and our farmers today. And, you know, it was explained to them that for a long time, since World War II, farmers have survived on government subsidies. Many of those years, it was government subsidies that gave them their profits. So when it was explained to them that they're not getting those subsidies anymore and the taxpayer appetite for providing subsidies and budget constraints are not there, and if ethanol fails and the price of corn goes down, what that'll do to our rural communities will be disastrous, and they were, you know, they had not thought of it in those terms.
Great. And in closing, what's some words of advice to the ethanol industry and just general ethanol advocates on how to talk or communicate about ethanol?
Well, we have a really good product, and we have a good industry. I think some are a little disillusioned on the cellulosic, but I think be patient there. There are some technologies that are coming in, and within 2 to 3 years, they'll be in place. And I think you'll see a growth within that cellulosic industry that'll compare to what the corn ethanol did. And that's the primary reason for trying to preserve the RFS so that we can provide that future for us. So I would pass along a very positive thought in that regard.
Great. Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good day.